Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, we're going back to the bedroom basics part two. This time we're talking hooking up, manual, oral, and beyond. Kissing, what not to do, because you know when you don't know what to do, that's a huge bummer. So thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's show. You know, one of the reasons why you're able to listen to the show for free is because of the incredible people at goodvibes.com. I love them. I love them. I bought my first vibrator there. They're the most amazing store and they carry all the best brands. So you don't have to go and buy things that like you're not going to like and they're plastic and they're bad for you and they're going to hurt you. These are the most amazing products. You can get the strongest, most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand, if you don't have one already. You can also get the Vibratex Girls, the Rabbit. You know, you're the Rabbit. You've all heard of the Rabbit. You got to get it. So check them out at goodvibes.com. Just go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibes banner and you'll see my favorite toys because you know I've tried them all. Coupon code GVEmily20. goodvibes.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com because, you know, that's where all the good stuff goes down. You can listen to all of our podcasts. We've got hundreds of them. You can also subscribe on iTunes, which is so easy, thousands actually, and you'll never miss another show again. You can also sign up for my mailing list because I don't want to brag, but I give really, really good email. In fact, random people who I don't even know are on my mailing list are like, oh my God, I love your emails. I read them because like who the hell reads emails? So check that out and also follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram because that's fun too. That's all Sex with Emily. And also I'm here with Anderson.
Yo.
What up, yo?
What up, girl?
How are you?
What up, girl? You look good today.
Thank you. I had an entire conversation with you on the way over here. And
I wasn't a part of it though.
I know, but it was a really, really good one. And I had a lot of like philosophical thoughts on the way over here that I wanted to share because
Was I polite to you in this conversation?
No.
Was that nice?
Well, that's the thing. No. Well, okay. I was reading email and texting. I'm sorry. I text at traffic lights.
Do you receive good email as well?
I hate email. Don't ever email. No, I'm kidding. Everyone email me your questions. I love reading your emails. feedback@sexwithemily.com. No, I actually hate email. I mean, I love my listeners' emails, but Anderson, tonight, so everyone knows, I host Loveline radio show Thursday nights, which you should all check out their podcast as well or listen to it. The point is Anderson works there, and tonight sometimes we have guests on the show, and it was Taylor Momsen.
She's a lovely lady. Very pretty girl.
The
Pretty Reckless. She's a lead singer for the Pretty Reckless,
okay.
Long blonde hair, pretty girl.
No, she's out right, and she was on Gossip Girl. The point is, she's already been on the show before.
Right.
Like when I, like 6 months ago.
Are guests not allowed to come back?
But it was funny, but just whatever. So we had a whole thing, but now she can't come because she's sick or something. So it's really sad. But Anderson had gotten here early to set up the mics and he sent a funny email about just like setting them up because we were trying to, whatever, and they're not coming. And it takes time because Anderson works really hard.
What's funny is I never do that and I did
I
it.
Know.
And it's Murphy's Law. It happens to me all the time.
It does happen to you.
I have not set up this early and been this prepared and made everything look
I've
so pretty.
I've never seen it. I thought you were like on speed or something. I'm like, why does this room look so nice and together?
And then I came back in here to get the email saying, hey, they're not coming because she has I'm doing air quotes, the flu.
The flu.
It's not like I was trying to impress Taylor Momsen. I was just in the mood to do things right for a change. So never again.
You've been here for so long. Right. You were angry. But the email was funny because I was like, God, we're all things, you know, it's technology. So right now. Okay. So last week when I came in for Loveline, I was sitting there. I walked in and I was like, I don't know, probably digging in my bag, stressed about something. And I was like, oh, do you think Mercury's in retrograde? Which I'm not like one of these people who even... Like, what's your sign? But do you know about Mercury being in retrograde?
What?
Okay, I did live in San Francisco for a long time. So, okay, I don't even know. Like, Mercury in retrograde is like when things are really messed up. And I don't know why, because all my friends in San Francisco, it was a totally ironic joke because it's something that it's like a Sanford, whatever. Like, everyone's talking about
it. What does that mean?
This is what I'm telling you. So, Mercury actually is in retrograde. So, do you know what that means?
It means that it can't ejaculate for a while.
Okay. No, it actually has nothing to do with sex. It means communication breakdown. It means that you shouldn't be making any big decisions right now, that everything's going to go wrong, that your technology is going to break down, that if you're going to get in fights with people, you're going to be annoyed. And it really means that you need to slow everything down during this time because it goes crazy. And it's like it's not like every year. It's, you know, hold on, I'm not even fucking doing this right, because you know what? I was going to look this up before, but the point is, because it was in the Huffington Post too. And I was like, oh, I was right. And I don't know why I said it. The point is, we have to friggin' all just chill out because everyone's all stressed out and worried about things all the time. And it's just, it's not healthy. And we were joking in the office today because, yeah, things are freaking crazy. But like, look, like, you have a job. I have a job. I got to talk about sex, you know, like that. You get to work on like a famous radio show and let's all just chill out because Mercury's in retrograde.
Are you talking to yourself or me? Or?
Talking to you.
I was actually, I heard just, I think it was just today, and somebody was talking about how life doesn't give a shit if you live out your dreams or you're a happy person. As far as life is concerned, if you have a roof over your head and you're drinking fresh water, you're doing pretty good. Everything else is left up to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So,
everyone just chill the F out.
I know, but I don't even know why, because I thought you guys looked at me like I was crazy when I said that, and it's actually true, but I don't think about these things. I don't fucking know what
the retrograde is true?
Yes,
no, that's not really true.
No, it is true. Okay, whatever the hell it is, if you're all stressed out, and here's the point. Everyone's always stressed out. It's like, we are. So just chill. Because I am. I'm projecting.
It's funny because they did a study not too long ago about how people who live in India, and when people think of India, especially us Westerners, we know that the people in India don't have a whole lot of money. It's one of the most poverty-stricken places in the world. Total third world. Bordering on fourth world, right? And they have far less stress than us Westerners
exactly.
have. And far less.
Far less and far
stuff
less stress.
And far less stress.
It's true. No, it's absolutely true. And we are all just have to remember to be very grateful every day for everything that we have. And I know it sounds really silly, but like no matter what religion, no matter what kind of like I've been doing my meditation lately, it's like you should just
have you been doing
thankful.
That?
Yeah.
Is that code for putting things inside your body that vibrate?
No, I haven't even been doing that because Mercury's in retrograde. I'm afraid that, you know, something's going to go wrong. Just kidding. I do meditate.
Let go of the
and I'm
retrograde,
grateful
right?
for my listeners and I'm grateful for you. Okay, dude? I'm out of it. You brought it up again. I was done. Tonight, we have a special guest on the show. We have Shira Lazar. She is the host and executive producer of the Emmy-nominated, which is huge. Who has an Emmy? Live interactive daily show and 24/7 news hub, What's Trending. She's awesome. I met her through mutual friends. She's really funny. Her channel's great. She knows what's trending, which I do not at all. So I am so glad that Shira's here with me.
You're the sweetest, Emily. And I am, I have to say, a huge fan. One, I listen to Loveline all the time. Thank God for, you know, the 4, 5, and the 10 and driving way too much in L.A.
L.A.
At 10 p.m. and 10 or so, I always listen to you guys. You help through my drive. We met each other through your Bravo show.
Bravo show.
And then it was also, then I would listen to you. And so I was like, oh, this girl, this chick, like, I always thought you were so cool. And then we bumped into each other at this random event in L.A.
At my random office. That was
at the
first
random
day
office.
I moved to my office, which is not random, but it was a random party about something. You were on a panel, so
yes,
it wasn't random.
And so,
okay, and I was so glad to see you because, okay, so Julia, I was on this reality show with this woman named
Julia Allison.
Allison,
who's a friend of mine I've known forever. She's in tech, but then social media, and she does it all. And we had met briefly, and then I watched one of the episodes where you went to Napa Valley with that douche.
Oh, yeah, David. Do you know what's so funny about that? That we are still good friends. Like, we're good friends now.
That's nice.
I know, but he was a douche. But the way they cut it this is
yeah,
Mrs. Vise.
That.
I was on a reality show a few years ago on
was
Bravo.
That, that long ago?
2 years, 2012.
Really?
It's called Misadvised. You can download it on iTunes for $4.99. Not that I'll make a dime of it, but you'll really enjoy the show.
I got really into it, though, that in Silicon Valley because I knew the people.
Right.
So it made it different
but
when
Silicon,
you know the people.
Exactly. But wait, so Julia Allison, so she was on the show, and we know what were we saying? So then Misadvised, then we saw the show, you saw the episode with the douche, so David and I are still friends. I was like, we're really good friends now, but they edited it in the end that he would seem douchey, but he really wasn't that douchey.
Dude,
he just wasn't
was he
my
unhappy
guy.
About that? Was he like, Emily, why would
dude,
you do
dude, do you want to hear that? Okay, this is a great tie-in to my show right now. This is actually a bad
See,
message.
I'm making you look like a bigger star
no.
than you are. Mm. This is all about you. I love
a lot.
I
no.
want to make you feel good.
I feel awesome.
Positive vibes for Emily.
Oh, my God. I actually, because I let go of all of my tension and frustration on the way here.
And your Mercury retrograde. You know.
I'm so embarrassed. I won't even ask your sign, but I feel so much better now. So I was going to say that David was on the show with me, and he looked like a jerk the way they edited it. And after the show, so if the show, it's like my high school boyfriend, or a guy I had a crush on in the fifth grade, got divorced. This is real. I'm talking about like it's a reality show, got divorced, Hadn't seen him in years and years, but I had a huge crush on him for like age 8 to 13. Anyway, my friend calls me. She's like, David Rubin's getting divorced. I'm like, oh my God, I love him. I've always loved David. We always joke about like Emily and David Rubin. So I go to Michigan. We have a date. We film it. It's on camera. We have like great chemistry. And then, but it's real. Like we really do. Like it's not bullshit. Like we really had chemistry, which is cool. So anyway, long story short, comes back. We do the Napa thing. And he lives in Michigan. I live here. Nothing was going to happen. He looks like an asshole, right? So after the show, the finale, everyone's like, oh my God, what an asshole, what a douchebag, because we get into this fight because he said something about like chasing tail or something. I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah.
David Rubin nice Jewish boy, went on to get like hundreds and hundreds of Facebook requests, friend requests from women in the area, in the Michigan area.
They wanted him after that?
That wanted him, wanted to date him, and he ended up getting laid by several of these women because he was a douchebag on national television.
What?
And I don't, I feel like I'm
so you empowered him to be an asshole.
I know. But the thing is, he's actually not an asshole. He's really like, but he's a confident, he's a good looking guy, and I don't know what the hell. But I think that's just a funny story because that's just a wrong. Don't be a douchebag. I'm not saying that.
No, don't.
I'm just saying that it's funny that social media got him laid. So,
that's really
and
funny.
Being on television. But he's actually, when you, because maybe people saw a kindness in him. Who knows?
I always say when I see an asshole guy, I'm like, I know there's something better deep down there.
Right.
I swear.
But see, usually there isn't. The truth is, most guys, women, that's another thing that a lot of women do. Have you ever done this before? Because, okay, tonight's show, we're talking about the bedroom basics. You're going to help me with this. Because I assume you've had sex and you're single.
What?
In Los Angeles. You know what's cool? Like,
what?
You live like the, so people listening, not everyone lives in LA. Many of you are lucky because we probably would sit here and talk about the traffic for 20 minutes if you weren't listening. But that you're living like young, like single LA, doing something cool. You go to like red carpets and you're like the single cool girl. So you know like what's going on and like
what's trending
is your show, right?
Yeah, I get
so
to meet new people.
What's trending.com and Shira Lazar.
Yes.
L-A-Z-A-R.
Shira Lazar. Yeah, check out
Twitter,
the website.
Check out our YouTube.
What's trending.com.
And so you talk about like, so you really are in the like, you can't even help it. It's like your job to be cool and go to cool things. And
it's
what's
my
trending.
Job to be cool. Well, it's
like that's perfect.
I'm in the trenches.
Mine's have sex, but I don't actually have sex lately a lot. Yeah. But you actually are cool.
I watch way too many viral videos, and I know way too much about social media and random news of the online video space. It's really nerdy. But I feel empowered by it.
But it's more tech-based, right?
Well, like, it's not just tech. I look at online video.
Video
is popular culture now. It's the new water cooler. It's what we're all sharing and social media and this new generation of stars. Like, I'm fascinated by this new talent. So I feel very fortunate because I hang out with everyone from 15-year-olds to 50-year-olds.
Right.
Which is also strange because, like, you see dynamics in relationships. And I was talking about how we're in a weird time because in the workplace, never before – have you seen people interacting that are from 20 to 50? And that's going to change people on who's together.
I
feel like also it's
hard. Why do you think, like, give me an example of
is
it entertainment? Or
I don't know if it's maybe it's just in these industries.
Yeah,
but then
me,
these industries are popping up in other cities. You don't need to be in Hollywood to be in entertainment and new media and all that. You could be in any type of city.
Right, and there's someone for everyone. So you're saying people are stars at all eight different ages now.
I'm saying some of these companies, there's 40-year-olds or, you know, all ages, but then they're working alongside these 15-year-olds or 20-year-olds. Olds who are literally very smart. They're marketing machines themselves. So it's not like, oh, you're cute, you're in high school. Like, there are people that are making careers in high school and making huge amounts of money. And then that just changes dynamics, right?
So are you seeing then a lot of like people hooking up like this age?
Well, that's
gap?
Why it's just awkward. Like, I'll be, you know, there'll be a Vine star that's like
a Vine
19.
Star. People don't even probably even know like Vine. It's an app that's
Vine.
6 seconds.
People
I did
make
one
money
Vine.
On
oh
that.
No, no, no. But I'm just telling like a lot. We know what Vine is.
Yeah.
Not everyone. Like, my brother in Michigan, who's, like, really smart and successful, does not know what Vine is.
So Vine is an app that Twitter started. 6-second videos. So if videos weren't short enough, they're getting shorter.
I did one. It was hard.
More. It's fun. It's very creative.
Oh,
anyway,
it is
but
creative.
There are stars
that
have, as any platform has, there are stars that rise on that platform. There's these, like, 19-year-olds who is like, Shira, and he's, like, you know, it's like just strange because you're interacting. Like I find I'm interacting with really young people and they're like flirting with me maybe, but you're not sure. They're friendly and you're like, this is weird. And it makes me feel like, oh, this is what guys feel like because guys are flirting with girls of all ages all the time.
Exactly.
But then, and then.
Right. So it's confusing.
It's like confusing. And I'm like, are you supposed to be, but like you look a bit older, but I know you're younger and you're like making money. So you have a career. It's a very strange gray area.
Has there been any scandals in the
world? Well, there's
a
lot going on with YouTube. There's a lot going on with digital stars that are over 21 guys specifically. And they're the wall and the gap between, you know, a celebrity and their fan is smaller and smaller. And fans can get in touch with their favorite stars. And so a lot of these guys that are in their 20s and like becoming stars, you know, they have their fans get in touch with them. They don't know if they're legal.
Right.
And there are a lot of scandals.
James Franco, was it?
That was fun. I mean, yeah, supposedly he got in touch with this girl on Instagram and was like publicly commenting. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? No, because here's the thing.
There's this guy.
He used to be rock stars at concerts, so afterwards they had the fans. But now it's like you can
have fans
everywhere.
But though.
But so great now because now you can get laid in all these different ways. I'm saying you could try to get
laid. Innovating the way we're getting laid.
I know you didn't. Seriously, I know you didn't. But I think you were cutting
into all their fans. Scandals, which is, I mean, there's a lot of fun. It's like a lot
Go
of fun
internet.
Stuff, but then there's also the other side of it, which is saying that these 20-something guys who are getting all this attention suddenly, these are guys that are maybe losers,
right?
No offense, or like
don't you think,
kind of loners.
So here's my thing.
They were loners.
Loners,
maybe.
And maybe not getting laid either.
Yeah, maybe they weren't the typical dude that were going
to
go out of their way.
I think it's a Jew.
But they're now getting a lot of attention. They're like, oh, I'm hot shit. And then girls start DMing them.
Direct messaging. No, it's all through the DM.
All these
buzzwords. You don't even need a phone number.
Or you're just messaging or they're meeting them in person. They're like, oh, this girl's cute. Yeah, let's meet in person. And they don't realize they're underage maybe. And maybe they put on the moves and all that. And then the girl blogs about it or tumblers about it. Like, oh, I hooked up with this guy. And then basically
publicly. Everyone knows your business now, right?
And it's illegal. And like these people can get put in jail. But it's like Yeah, because if you're...
Yeah, of course.
Obviously underage.
No, obviously. That's bad.
There's this guy, Sam Pepper, specifically. When he did a video of slapping girls' asses, and people considered that sexual assault.
But
and then...
Do they let you...
But girls started coming out of the closet that he had tried to hook up with them when they were underage.
Oh.
And they're fans, but like... Because they're like, oh, yay, I'm getting in touch with my favorite star. And they're like, oh, yay, you're cute.
Right. Or he puts on the moves or who knows.
Exactly. But it's a weird time.
That is a weird
time.
But you are making a living doing, like, that's kind of like the American dream. Like, I'm just going to make a really great video.
Do it yourself. Yeah, to the DIY media movement. You don't need a company or a network to hire you. Like, if you have passions and you care about something,
totally.
You make it happen.
Exactly. And if you have passions and, so what was your, and,
like
your,
you, so, you started your podcast.
Exact same thing. Started a podcast in 2005. I was thinking like I should, it's like almost 10 years that I should do something. I don't know what. I just thought about it. No, tonight when I was driving here, I'm like, wow, it's been almost 10 years.
We should have a party.
It's
been
so
Let's
hard.
Have a sex party.
Look at me. I'm so stressed. I'm like, why am I let it go though? But like work, like I'm talking, it was so funny because it's like everyone thinks everything's so glamorous. I'm like, I talk about sex for like my friend was bumming out about her job. I'm like, I talk about sex for a living. I need to try out sex toys. And I get stressed that there's like six on my table that I haven't tried out, but that's real stress. It's like, we're pretty good lives, you know?
Maybe you should start. Yeah, I think every day you should
masturbate.
Make a conscious effort to be grateful for what you have. So, yes, if you're grateful for your vagina, grateful that you
grateful.
Can touch yourself and
that's
yourself
my job.
Orgasm.
I get paid to touch my vagina. I'm so psyched. So, what about you? So, do you touch your vagina? No. Okay, this is the show. We're going to get back to the
when
basics.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Do you play with sex toys at all?
Yeah, I have sex toys.
Which one do you like?
Oh, my God. Well, I need to get new ones.
Okay. I said you're coming to my garage.
Yes. But I'm open. Actually, Warren Sapp, when he was a guest on my show, he, I guess, has a friend that has a sex toy company. I'll hook you up, too, but you probably know them. But he just, like, brought it. I've always been open about not open like you. I don't have a podcast. Sorry.
You don't talk about
friends,
your vibrators, how they're alphabetized.
We're adults. I mean, I would assume that people are open. I mean, have those things or have used
right.
them.
You don't talk
and
about
we shouldn't
if you
don't be. No, but we shouldn't be ashamed.
More than 50.
Hello.
50, they're at Walmart. They sell vibrators everywhere. Yeah. And but people
it's
don't
like
realize
water.
It helps. Exactly. But it helps, you know, it helps make sex
better. Well, the whole
sometimes.
Thing is.
Okay, orgasms. It's harder for women to sometimes have orgasms. But I want to. Yeah. We're going to start with kissing. I'm getting ahead of myself. So the last show we did was Back to the Basics. And when we come back from the break, which we're going to take right now, is Back to the Basics. We talked about like the main cornerstones of sex, what you need to know. And this show has been extremely popular because you all we all need a fresher course, and you probably didn't even know in the first place. That's why I'm here to tell you. This is part two. You're going to help me. But first, I love you all, and I love you all for supporting my show and my sponsors. But most of all, I love my No No Pro. Because, let's be honest, as women, we spend so much time trying to move all this hair, unwanted hair, shaving, and men, you got your chest, and you're like, oh, is there a hair on my neck? And you're like, what do? I go get it waxed? Do I shave? And it's all annoying because you get bumps. But the No No Pro is the best way to remove unwanted hair with no pain, zero pain. It's so easy. It zaps the hair everywhere, back, long neck hairs, legs, arms, face. It's so easy to use. I like sitting on my couch, like watching TV, like taking off hair. Sure, don't you want a No No? A No No Pro, it has weeks of long-lasting results. No No Pro comes with 100% 60-day money-back guarantee. So you can even buy it and wait 60 days and be so psyched that your hair's not growing back, you won't even return it. But if you wanted to, you could. Also, you get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line, which is actually awesome, too. The skincare line, it was like this tinted moisturizer that it felt amazing on my skin, and I love it. So you go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com. Also, the Fleshlight. The Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men, and it's probably the only one you want because, how's this? Women, we've got hundreds of sex toys to choose from. You've got your hand. And so all you think is, oh, my hand, that's all I need. But guess what? Fleshlight feels amazing. And every guy who's ever tried it has told me that. Like, I had a guy who said he'd, you know, leave his wife if it could cook, which I'm not trying to break up relationships, but it feels amazing. You can have the pleasure. You can feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner, because the Fleshlight, it stimulates the sensations of sex. It's like a male masturbation sleeve. So you can use your hand or you can use the Fleshlight, which feels amazing. Why not mix it up? And if you want to last longer, they have the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit. So you can last longer, become a better lover, and have a great time. So check it out at sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner, and then you get special fun things there. So sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner. All right, Shira.
Yeah.
Bedroom Basics.
I just got distracted by all those things.
I know. That was a lot of sex toys, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. But first, okay, let's talk about kissing for a second. Okay. So have you ever gone out with someone, like on a date, or, you know, the first time and you thought things were great, or not first, whenever you got to the point in the relationship and you're like, I think we're gonna make out, and you make out, and everything's great till then. Like, you already like picture like walking down the aisle if you do that kind of thing, and then you kiss him,
and you're like,
and he's like licking your face, he's like shoves his tongue down your like. Have you ever had kissing be a complete deal breaker?
You know what? That's why I tended to, in the past, I have drank. Like, my first kisses, a lot of them were drinking. Because I'm such a good drunk kisser. Like, some people are really sloppy. I feel like I am.
Although, you're a good drunk kisser. Maybe honestly, they're drunk, too, the people you're kissing. Yeah. So they think you're good. No offense.
Oh, you ruined it for me. Okay. When I was younger, though, there was like a rumor that I was a bad kisser because I bit someone. Someone said I bit their lip, which was a lie. I was sucking on their lip, and I was being experimental and cool, okay? Anyway.
See, you're a cool girl. But you can just suck on the lip in seventh grade. No one knows that until I tell them right here on the show.
And then they said I bit it. That's BS, okay? Right. They just couldn't take
scarred you
my
for life.
Edge. Anyway, but like, I feel like I hate the thing of like, you're a bad kisser. I think, look at it as a challenge of like, let's have them, let me like, let's move with each other. I tend to probably be the one that has a bit more of the empathy. So
I love that
tend to go with that person. And I hate the pointing of like, you suck or I suck.
Exactly.
I'm like,
exactly. It's the way you work together. I'm glad you said that.
And also, I think that one, if you just don't have sexual chemistry, you don't, period. I mean, you can't fake that. But if you are attracted and there's something there, I think it's just about slowing down. You're like, hey, this is nice. Like, and I think it's about you, it's just slowing down, really.
Exactly.
And taking the steps and like look at it as like a fun game instead of like, oh, we're not right away like attacking each other properly. Like our puzzle pieces don't fit.
Exactly. That is not a reason to write. So I'm going to say, I thought you might have a foot because a lot of people I talk to
impressed with my sophistication?
I'm so impressed that you are not judgmental and you don't have a gross out story because I actually really don't either because I'm the same way.
Sometimes there's too much tongue though.
Yes. But you can, what I'm saying is don't let that be a deal breaker. The first time you kiss someone and usually the first time you have sex with someone, not as good. It gets better. Things can get better.
It gets better.
I hope so. But the first time the first time you kiss someone, it doesn't have to mean that it's like over because, you know, it didn't work. So when it comes to kissing, especially with someone new, I think that you got to start slow. Less is always more. Even if you're so turned on and you want to like devour them, I'm going to make this move, it's resist the urge because when you slow kissing down, then you can kind of get more into the vibe.
So I have a story of like, well, either it's too much tongue and you're like, or too little and you're like, give me something. Because
right.
It actually is like such a turn on when you kind of get something more, right? Because
right.
You feel like that person's opening up. You're opening up to each other. But I had something where someone
that
I did
like. Dance, but you got to like kind of follow each other.
But I did like this person and I gave him a shot of like our first kiss was really kind of, it was a bit awkward. Like, oh, what do we do? Because they were a bit shy. And
they were shy.
They were shy. They were a shy kisser. Meaning,
the guy was shy.
Okay. Like, didn't put his hand.
He
like,
was shy. Okay.
I'm used to guys that are like, come here, babe. Or like
right.
being really overly aggressive.
So
you
don't
want to
be
too
move?
Aggressive. Well, no, but he
That's
was like, no,
did.
He was like, let's kiss, and I was like. Why are you at? Like, it was just one of those things.
He
like,
said, let's kiss?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He said, let's kiss. And I was like, all right. And then it was one of those things. Like,
I always
this
say,
is...
don't ask for permission. Ask
well,
for
yeah,
forgiveness.
Typically.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Ask... yeah.
It was kind of cute. But then I was almost intrigued. Like, and I think typically maybe a girl would have been like, ugh, like, oh my God, why aren't they more aggressive? Or I want someone to like
right.
lay their hands on me. And
it
I was kind of like.
It was sweet that he didn't attack you.
And then I almost like. I was intrigued because we had more of a kiss than a makeout session. And then it became a thing of like, I wonder what it would be like if we got to know each other more. It was like we were kids again.
So what happened? So are you?
And then it ended up, like we ended up getting, you know, in,
right.
like you kind of get to know each other. And every time you see each other, you kiss a bit more. It was
right.
like almost like a slower burn instead
see,
of jumping right into
I
like this
that.
Hardcore makeout session. On the other hand, I've had hardcore makeout sessions with guys and then I end up like, sleeping with them right away or like you right away hook up do everything except
right.
have sex and then you're like okay that happened
right.
maybe
that
I shouldn't have done that right away
exactly and I have to say well I'm wondering what your take is on that because I often people always email me all the time and I also love your emails feedback at sex@elmy.com. I don't know if we're going to get to them tonight but I love hearing from you but I do get a lot of emails from people that do say that same thing that they that they want to know how long should I wait to have sex? And I'm like, there is no hard and fast rule. I'm not going to say 3 dates. You know, people have like those rules, six months.
Yeah.
I just think that you can't, no one ever got in trouble for going too slow. Let's just say that. And then, because what happens is if you have sex too quickly, and yes, we've all had 1-night stands or hooked up on the first date. Mm-hmm. I have, I'll admit it, raise my hand. But the best part about sex is that anticipation and getting to know someone and that build up and that tension and that sexual tension. And that part is so fun. So you just squash it the first night, you know, hey, you could stretch this out. But then also when we have sex too quickly, oftentimes, especially as women, we get really attached quickly because many women, oxytocin, chemicals in our brain,
totally.
And guys too. So then it becomes about the hot sex. We're going to have sex. We're going to have sex. And then when you stop having sex, as happens in relationships, at least your sex life isn't as fast paced. Then you're like, oh, God, this person's awful. This person's probably a serial killer. You start Googling. You learn, you know, you wake up. And so it's like almost like when you first start having sex with someone, you're under influence of a drug.
I've had a bit of an opposite. So my last relationship, which I was with this person for like 4 years, we'd known each other, though. So, all right, it was different. But it's not like we went on dates or anything. And we did – it was one of those nights where we got wasted and ended up having sex. And then right away, it was like we were in a relationship.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, but like,
no, I'm not saying that that's happened.
But it was interesting. But like a lot of – so then, you know, and some women – but you have to just know yourself. You have to know the person.
Right.
Right?
And nothing is hard and fast. Of course, that can happen too. I'm just saying if you're dating and you're not
– But at the same time, I do agree that – one of the people in that dynamic will feel more serious about it once you have sex.
See,
and if it's consistent. If it's not just like a one-night stand, you're either like, okay, this was
right.
a one-night
no,
stand.
I'm glad
all
it
right.
out for you.
But there will always be like in that circumstance where it's more than just the one-night stand and you know each other, one of the like out of the partnership, one of the two people will be into it for
right.
something more.
Just like friends with benefit situations. They work until someone's really into the other person and the person has a girlfriend. The other person doesn't care anymore. And like, you know, whatever.
And it's just true.
It's
sex does distract you because it starts
yeah.
being consistent and then.
But there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just
yeah.
saying, like, and you could get, I'm not saying this is wrong. I'm just saying that's what I say is to wait. No one's going to listen. Like, I probably would see, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying as a rule, like, if you could think about it in your brain, you're like, I'm not sure. If you're not sure, then wait.
And
like,
you feel
no
like you're going to be taken advantage of
or
like.
Because then you're still something to look forward to. Okay, so now I'm just thinking, like, it's
true.
I'm not saying that I could be having sex after the show. I could meet someone at a bar. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I haven't done it, but I hope so too, dude.
That'd be awesome.
I need to meet someone nice here in LA that I want to have sex with often, and who wants to play with my toys. So speaking of playing with yourself, okay. So now I want to talk about that was kissing. Oh, so what I want to say about kissing is if you do kiss someone, and let's say you like love everything about it, but the kissing isn't jiving. Something else you can do is say, okay, I want you first. Okay, babe, it's so hot. Wait, stop. I want you to kiss me the way that you want to be kissed. Hmm. So like, let's say we were together. I'd say, sure, I'm going to kiss you the way I want to kiss. And then you get to say, oh, I want to kiss. And then I'm going to say, no, I'm going to kiss you the way I want to kiss. You kiss me. And then you get to know their rhythm and you let them lead. And then you kind of can learn from each other.
I like that.
If you'd like, let's say everything else is great in a relationship with the kissing, that's how you can fix it.
Or sometimes start with the neck and then you just get turned on and so you're not overthinking it.
Exactly.
So if you start with like nibbling and like doing little things, it'll be easier just to jump each
other. Don't you love the neck? The neck is like one of our most erogenous zones, especially for women and men. Anderson, do you like getting your neck kissed?
It depends on who's kissing it, Emily.
Your wife. Me.
Yeah, yeah, it's
you
nice.
Almost slapped my ass earlier. Should I not say that?
What's that joke? Now?
Nothing.
What happened? What'd you say?
I said you almost slapped my ass earlier.
Getting distracted.
That's true. Well, you were bending over.
But it wasn't a sexual way.
Emily
it
does this thing where she's constantly like rifling through her purse. And I felt like maybe if I slapped her ass, she'd stop doing that for me.
I always am in my
It's
purse.
Always time to go. And where is Emily? Like your head's like buried inside your bag.
I got so many because my entire I live out of my goddamn bag. And also for you tonight, I did not put my chia seeds in here because I knew you were going to make fun of me. I just want you to know.
Yeah, Emily comes
you.
In. You need to know this, guys. Emily comes in with this water bottle that looks like algae's growing in it. It does. And she sucks it down like it's okay.
Chia seeds.
Or it's
they're
a
good.
Big
they blow up.
Cup of cum.
Well, now that's what I'm going to think of when
wait,
she
do you know
in
that
this.
It does look like cum? It looks like I'm like that porn star who hoards cum, and it looks like that I'm. It looks like
it's
I'm.
It's like
drinking
your vampire
cum.
Juice. It's like you're drinking blood. You're like I'm a success.
That would be so much better. It's such a better story if I was like, oh, by the way, everyone, I've got a cum habit.
Hey, I can put up with a lot, but if you're just coming in here drinking like buckets of cum, we can't be friends anymore.
It gives me energy, Anderson.
You should totally sell that on your site.
I buy it on the black market.
Cum juice.
All right. Is it black cum?
No.
Only black dudes cum. That's what gives you energy. Jewish cum probably makes you lethargic.
What I've been told. What'd you say? Jewish cum makes you lethargic. No, Jewish cum makes you neurotic and cheap. Okay, just kidding. Not all cheap. Just neurotic.
Yeah.
No, we were just talking about that. I'm like, everyone's neurotic, but there is a certain, like, my friend calls it, like, the Jew gene.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm right? there. I'm a just, Jew.
No judgment. I'm a Jew, too. But it's like, you know, okay, so now we're going into manual. We're talking about the basics. We got kissing. But here's the thing. Manual stimulation. When was that time you gave a hand job? Shira, be honest.
I give hand jobs. I like giving blowjobs. I'm a blowjob person.
Okay, do you want us to skip to the blowjob section?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, because we're working
no,
off here.
It's
hand jobs to blowjobs. So if you
no, I
if
think
you
it's
don't...
important. One, I think
because people don't often give. I feel like they've like I'm trying
arm,
to bring
it
back.
Starts,
it,
listen, it's a lot of work. Your arm starts hurting.
I'm gonna,
sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Well, but you use a lot of lube. Here's
no,
my
it's
thing.
Not your hand.
I think
it's
the
your
hand
arm.
Job.
Like my arm doesn't. Now I'm doing P90s, so now I have better
now,
muscles.
Okay, you should get, go
I
find a guy and give him a killer hand job with
your skinny,
P90
fat person that was not strong, and so doing that would be like, oh, so I'd have to like change.
You will not
alternate,
get winded during a hand job.
Alternate
now.
Hands. Hand job always feels like so high school. Like,
okay, so here's the thing. This is what I'm saying. I want to bring the hand
but
job
it's important.
Back.
I think it's, in, it's. I think
not exclusively. Foreplay, I'm not going to replace it with the blowjob. People, don't get worried. I just want to bring it back into like because here's the thing, guys. Like I can do it. It feels good. But if you use like two hands, lube, you can touch a guy's penis in a different. Like yes, he touches it every day. But it's like the fleshlight. It's like buy a fleshlight or like have someone else touch your penis.
I'll be honest.
You.
I think that foreplay is always. Like we focus on foreplay for women because it's like we need this much
I was
to
get
to turned
that
on,
next,
and we forget about. Actually, I think the men have been forgotten about.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely
in terms
right.
of that because we're like, oh, they'll just be happy with sex, so we don't need to do all that other stuff.
Right.
Where I think if a woman goes out of her way to do those little things, I actually think a guy will. You're a keeper.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that what you he's a keeper. Wait, she's
no. I think the girl's
the
a keeper.
Girl's your keeper.
If you're willing to
oh,
do
absolutely.
The little
and she
th-
should
those things.
And he should. And you're right. And so that's why I'm talking about the hand. I'm not saying again because I've
and have fun with it. It becomes
show,
a thing of
like
ugh,
5 years ago on my show, I had like the hand job debate going on because with Menace, who has been on my show for years, like we had this thing back and forth, and he's like. No one wants a hand. I'm like, no, but like, I'm not saying instead of a blowjob. And then my whole audience, I was like trying to like say no blowjobs and only hands.
It's about having fun, though.
Use your okay. So this is how you do it. Lots of lube because you don't want to tug. You don't want to hurt someone, a man, if he's not lubricated down there. Because it hurts to rub it without, you know, just go down there and you don't really, you know.
Well, that's why you don't rub it. Don't you just move it instead of rubbing it?
Yeah, you move it. Okay, so thank you very much. You got to get a grip. The first thing, make an okay sign with your hands. You can wrap, you can do it around your Starbucks thing here. Wrap your finger, that's too big. I first want to tell you. Wrap your fingers around his penis with your index finger or middle finger meeting your thumb. Got it? This okay grip will allow you to travel the full length of his penis.
Do you know what I've learned recently? I just ask, I go, I want to watch you touch yourself.
Give a hand job? Oh.
And then I say, oh, I want to watch you, because every guy has a different way of liking it.
Yes.
And they'll be like, oh, I like it more pulled up and like the tip.
It's called mutual masturbation. Do it on the second date and then you know
I say, ask him like, am I doing it properly? Or like do it in front of me? And then you would actually learn a lot.
You would learn. No,
it's an education.
No, mutual. It's called mutual masturbation. And I often... see what I mean?
Instead of just being like, yeah, rubbing it off, like, oh, it's like a chore.
Exactly. And so, right. You're like, what am I doing? But here's the thing. Imagine every guy touches every woman. You put 100 women in a room and you're like, you want that. They're all masturbating. Every single one of them will be touching themselves in a different way.
But we always think guys just want it the same. Whereas
but they don't.
Every guy also does it differently.
Some guys want their balls touched. Some guys want their shaft touched. Some guys the tip's really sensitive. So, you know, whatever. So there's lots of different things. And mutual masturbation is a great way to start. So I always say, like, it's so hot because you're watching each other, but you're getting yourself off, and you're actually learning about what your partner likes and how she or
he have them put your hand on it and show you. Yeah,
right. So, but if you're going in lube free, go gentle and slow. And the number one mistake that women do make during hand jobs, do you know what it is?
Tug of war.
Tugging. Tugging is the number one mistake. So
tug of war.
Think of a hand job as a penis massage. You're trying to pleasure like the muscles underneath, not like tug the skin.
Yeah,
the
be slower and tighter and grip and like pull up a bit.
Exactly. Right. Good, honey. So you've given a hand job. Right. Pull up
a bit.
Wow.
I'm like impressed with myself.
I know. Seriously. Do you know about the sausage wrap?
Oh, like this? Wait, I was like doing it, but no one could see what I'm doing.
You know what? Yeah, that's the double-handed, but I'll just because you took a guess, I'm going to say yes. But if you wrap all your fingers on and you use both hands, and there's lots of lube and you go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So here I'm saying, and then you could go back and give him a blowjob. It's like a way just to mix it up, or sometimes.
Because, you get tired, so you need to mix it up.
You got to always be mixing it
tired.
Up. Guys get tired too, performing oral sex on women. So, you know, I'm saying just, you know, go down there. That's another way. Because guys aren't always. Okay, yes, usually they are turned on when we're having sex. But a lot of times you're not, and they might need your help a little bit, and they can't start having sex. And you think, well, I'm going to go right to a blowjob, start with a little lube, start to give him a handjob, and then you can work into the blowjob, which I was actually going to move into. I'm going to do this next week because I talk about a lot oral going down on a woman, which I do a lot on my shows. So I'm just going to stick, since I have a woman here, to the blowjob tips. I want you to be here for it. So I'm actually going to put the oral sex on women, cunnilingus, as we call it.
The cunnilingus.
Okay, so for women, so this is the back to basics show because I feel like there's lots of stuff. Like, how did you learn how to give a blowjob?
How did I learn? I think I've been in a nonstop, I think, relationship, so I got to know people, and then by asking, like, what do you want? What do you like? And I think about enjoying it, like enjoying turning someone on, turned on by turning someone on, and not just thinking about myself. And then, you know, I have watched porn, like, as
what?
A woman.
What do you like?
Well, I don't like specific things, like, oh, I'm like, but like more just like I'm aware of the landscape.
Do you watch women lesbian porn, or do you watch men, like men and women?
I've watched it all, but like, and so you're,
what
but that's
you
like,
the most? You're evading, she won't answer. Okay, so
I will. Okay, wait,
good.
Yo, you got jumped. I'll answer. What turns me on the most?
Mm-hmm.
I think I like when I do see, I think, a guy involved because it makes me feel like, it reminds me of a scenario I could be in. Do you know when I'm, and I actually learned this from Loveline. Oh my God. Wait, sorry to bring that up. I'm not sure about this, or like, you know, you're stressed, and you're like, I can't get into this for some reason, you're overthinking it, you're like not wet enough or into it enough. I think Drew might have said this years ago.
Okay. He's actually here. Dr. Drew's
so
here. He's going to
so
hear
So he said, imagine yourself like you're in a porn, or like imagining someone else doing that on someone else. Like, wouldn't you be turned on if you saw someone getting that done to them?
Right.
And then I think about that as if it's this like existential, like I'm watching myself. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty hot.
So that's amazing, Dr. Drew. Like, I mean, I know he's helped like millions of people's sex life, but
no. But I literally think about it.
Exaggerate, but I probably do think it is millions. Yeah. That's amazing. That is. That's a. So
I
now
start
you're able
imagining
to,
myself like visually, and I know like women aren't as visual, but I'll be like, that is so hot that they're touching me in this way. Like, instead of it being like, what does that feel like now? Or like, I'm not into this enough. I start visualizing it as someone
else.
So,
like, when you're giving him a blowjob, you're thinking, God, this is really hot. Because what if someone else was seeing it? And then you realize
or
how erotic it is.
They're doing something to me, and I'm like, I don't know. But I'm like, then I think about it as I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot, though.
Right. That's good.
Just for the record, guys, Drew's in here saying that you guys got it completely backwards, and he never said anything remotely.
Did he really? Tell him to come in.
He said that guys like to imagine that they are the guy that's in the porn.
Oh, no, but that's true. No, that is true. But we're talking about actual sex. No, he missed it. Drew, you probably understand.
I feel like everyone missed
everything. No, what happened was we're talking about that she heard on Loveline a woman was calling up and saying she wasn't turned on.
Yeah, and she's having – or no, was that – oh, I thought that was – maybe it was another sex line. Someone
had, was it Dr. Phil?
No. If this is – what you're saying is
maybe
right.
Maybe it wasn't Drew that said it, but it's
he
true.
Missed it. It's not porn. It's that women – what that you visualize.
So
if you're not turned on.
If I'm not feeling turned on, it's not about not being turned on by the scenario.
Right.
I'm like stressed or overthinking it and I'm not wet enough. Sometimes by thinking of myself, like visualizing what's happening to me, I'm like, wow, that is hot. It's like a realization. This is a hot moment to like appreciate it and just like enjoy like what's happening and
right.
who's touching
and
me
into
and
your
the
body.
Things. Yeah.
Exactly. So I do believe that somebody would say that on Loveline. Would Dr. Drew like to
now he's backtracking and saying, yeah, I probably said that.
See, Drew, okay, right. See, because he come jumped
no, and
in
that
middle.
Does help. And I find
it's true.
Actually,
get
the
out of your – people are so in their heads like – they're so worried about it and they're not and just try to fail. What is it? What's going on in the moment?
And
oh,
they'd
wow,
be like,
he's worshiping my body. He's making
or
me
like,
feel
if
good.
I was watching that, and maybe that's like, and porn is a weird thing for me because then I have had, you know, guys in my life that I'm like really into and really like who are really into porn. And then I've had some that aren't. And then I'm like, and then it's, you know, strange, that strange gray area, you know, like.
Yeah.
The balancing act of how much porn is healthy.
That's true. That's a big
at the same time
issue.
I've had some of the best sex or experiences I've had is when I've watched porn with my significant other.
No, it's awesome. I mean, I always tell couples if you're, you know, God, I mean, there's so many different things. Obviously, people can have a porn habit and it can be destructive in relationships, but it feels like it's like this dirty secret that the guys are like hiding in the basement, but your partner might be into it. Do
or
it
if you
together.
Do it sometimes
find
with
porn
them
together that you like.
We like so I had met.
And it turns you on. Like women are like, oh, he does it. He likes it inside of me. No, he has to do it. It has nothing to do with you. And you can even do it together. And everyone just relax.
I met a porn star, and the next day, and she tried to have anyway a threesome with
you. Did you have you? Have you
no,
had
no,
a threesome?
She tried to have a lesbian experience.
Wait,
with me.
Did you have one?
I didn't, and I should have done it with her because
you're
I always say if I'm going to have a lesbian
life,
experience
have
or a threesome, it needs to be with a girl that's going to give me attention because I can't deal if she's giving the guy attention.
Oh,
and I'm
so
like,
it's all about you. That's how the threesome
sorry.
Should be.
Anywho, but the next day I ended up watching with that person at the time porn with her, like in it.
Wow. So then did you tell him about the story that you could have had a threesome?
Well, they
upset?
Knew. Yeah, he had been there the night before.
Do you want – so have you had
anyway.
One before?
I have not, but I think so.
It's on the list?
I think it would be, I mean,
if
I'm not
about
opposed
you said,
to it.
Right.
But yeah, there. I feel like if it's another girl that I'm like, oh, she's hot and she's into the guy I'm with,
right.
I would start getting in my head about it.
So, okay. So
let's go back to
basics. It's a great thing. Let's go back to basics. So oral sex. So how did, so you said you learned, you've been around the block.
I think it's just, I'm a huge slut. No, I'm kidding.
But
I'm not.
But I think you made a great point that enthusiasm, how we started this whole thing was being into it. That across the board, if a guy's performing oral sex on us or we're on him, if we're not into it, we're not excited, we're not enthusiastic.
And enjoy it.
And enjoy
yeah,
it. And
like,
be into it. And so that was a great tip that Dr. Drew gave, either did or not give years ago, about that. Even if you can get into it and think, God, I'm giving to this person, like it's like worship the people. Like so many women, they say don't like performing oral sex. Don't like
blowjobs.
I find
that really interesting.
And it's like, how can I? I've written lots of blogs and talked about this on my website.
You?
Is that you have to change your mindset about what that this is a part. This is someone you love, like whatever you're. And their penis is an extension of their body. It's
yeah,
like
you're turning them on.
You're
so
turning them on. You're pleasing them.
That's
pleasing,
the thing.
And then that
yeah.
it comes back to you. If you can get into the mode of like being,
I think,
into and just like take it like it's your like you're making out with their penis. And
yeah, don't
you
think
get
of it
out of
as
head.
The steps. Like,
yes.
Oh no, I'm gonna lick up. Just be like, I have this thing. I'm gonna just be like
devour it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna
but
be
no
slow
teeth.
And tickle, and then maybe go a bit faster, and then.
Just enjoy it.
Right.
Be and then
it's
be
like,
turned
it's an art.
Yeah, be turned on by the fact you're turning someone else on.
This is what
take
you
your power.
This is what I have to say is that that's the magic key there is that the ability to get turned on because you're turning someone else on. I think there are people who miss that sexually.
And by the way, and if guys, you give a good blowjob, you will keep that person there. You will have the power. Let me tell
how
you.
How do you know you give a good one?
They tell you, or they could be lying. But if they're consistently asking you to give them a blowjob.
Okay, so what's your top tip then?
I don't, it's like, I think that I enjoy it. Like, right. I'm really into it. And so.
Honestly, that is probably the best.
And they
best
see thing. That and they're like, oh my God.
Because they really do.
Because there's this idea that a lot of women don't like it.
Right.
So I think when they find, when guys see a woman that they're with, that likes it, they're like, wow, this is amazing. This is like a miracle.
Right.
And so, and I
because most girls are like, okay, and they lick it or they do
no,
it.
No, you, and like actually spending time down there and like not feeling.
How do you feel about balls?
I'm like licking and tickling and all that. And
I have like post-traumatic ball disorder. Like,
why?
Because I once heard balls. I heard a guy's balls and I was like, I don't remember. It was
you
a long
hurt
time
them?
Ago. I like didn't mean to. I did something. He's like, ugh. And so then like I didn't touch balls for years. Like I forgot. I blocked them from my brain.
Oh no.
So I must have like I thought I gave good blowjobs, but I think I just like avoided.
But that's
it.
Okay. Sometimes I hurt.
But like, some guys don't like their balls touched. Hopefully
yes,
those are the ones I was dating.
I know that too. Yeah, but you have to lick up and down. I mean, right. We could get into
no,
it.
No, we can get into it. Lick.
All right, so you want
to be wet. Yes,
so
go.
Typically, I might even start like I'm kissing the neck and then I kiss the chest and then all the way down while sometimes playing with balls, and then you lick up and down the shaft, and then you hold, you know, and then it's like a bit of a hand job with your mouth.
Right, hand
job
with the mouth.
But then the tip, guys like the tip.
The tip is the most sensitive part of that, and the frenulum, the right, the front of it, right beneath the tip. Yeah, which I've talked about a lot. It's true, the tip is the most sensitive
but
part.
Then enjoy it, and then, like, it's like, don't go too, it's like, you'd be surprised, guys, while they might touch themselves really fast, like sometimes if you do it too fast, it almost feels numb and they won't really feel it.
Yeah,
so
you want
have to change
it
up.
Yeah. Just like when you're performing oral
and
sex.
Then just ask, like, do you want me to, like, do it softer or harder or faster? I think it's about asking because every guy is different. I think that women underestimate how different guys are.
Exactly.
Because it's always assumed that women are the different ones. But guys have their preferences too. And some guys, yeah, love their balls being touched. Some don't. I mean, you.
It's true.
That's
and
what
you
I've realized.
Can't know until you try, until you mix it up. Eye contact sometimes, make a little eye contact. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
Or do you not want to look?
No, yeah. I do. I mean, I like, look, I once again, I feel like it's like a control. I have a bit of maybe control issues. Like, I feel like I'm taking charge. And I'm like, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's though. That's great. That you are taking charge.
And, it's
and
an,
I think for men who yeah. are always put in charge and we always expect the man to have the right moves, the man's got to ask us out, the man's got to know exactly how our vagina works, even though every single vagina is different. We don't like give credit. Like we don't try to figure them out as well. So it's.
But I've also gone with age. Like I would never did the sounds. Like I was a silent type.
Oh, that's.
And then recently, I started being like, yeah, like almost just
cheering,
more like to
go,
hear
baby.
Myself. Yeah, like. Be like it's the porn thing. I think it's like the
it
idea
is.
That I'm in a porn or something.
Oh, okay. You think you got it from porn because I
no, but I'm in a porn. Like
right.
I'm imagining
oh.
myself in my own
that's
little
great.
Porn.
That's awesome. That's you know what I'm telling you. To hearing auditory, like I love the sound. I mean, I think a lot of I mean,
but
men,
not too
Anderson,
much.
I need you for a second. But he took his headphones on. Okay, women and sex, making noises, making
not
sounds.
Not too much.
How do you feel?
Like
yeah,
feel
yeah.
Like,
it's got to be authentic. It's got to be real.
Feel.
And
yeah,
you,
I
you
can't
cannot
feel like
be.
Trying to hard,
her
guy's
me.
Like, yeah.
But can you how can you tell if she's performing? Because I have a friend who's like in his 40s dating someone in his 20s. He's like, every girl I sleep with, it's like, I'm sleeping with a porn star.
Well, they probably
much.
Are. They're probably watching the porn.
They
and they're probably
are.
Trying
what I'm
to emulate
is
what
that
they
women,
hear.
They're faking like that this is how it's supposed to be. And this is, oh, this must feel good when he's jackhammering me, even though I'm in pain.
You hate
he's
the no jackhammer.
No,
if you
I
and I ever
hate
find
it.
Ourselves in a weird place where we have to have sex, I will not jackhammer you. I promise.
You. It's so sweet. Anderson, that's really kind of you. I appreciate that. Anderson will never jackhammer me.
Oh,
no one will
nice.
If they ever listen to the show.
You're
yeah,
very
he's a good person.
Caring.
He takes care of me. Yeah. Okay, so. But if like that's if we were on desert
no,
island,
but I mean, I think it's more like I'm comfortable with myself and I have fun with it. It's just more
it's
having
confidence.
Fun with it.
True, it is confidence.
But then
so,
there's the line of like, yeah, people trying it too much because we're all being influenced by porn these days. Like the younger generation specifically, and everything's so accessible. They think that's the way to have sex and like be accepted in the bedroom.
Exactly,
and that's what
upsets me. So yeah. You, but the thing that I love that you're saying, Cher, is that you have this very authentic sexual.
I think.
Voice and sexual,
like,
sexual awareness.
Putting myself
no,
on
really.
This bed.
No, I'm being honest with you that there's a
thank
lot
you,
of
Emily.
Women who wouldn't have who don't get that. They're like, oh, yeah. I mean, I could have just many women sitting here going, I hate getting blowjobs. I'll do it. I'm married. I stopped doing it. The day we walked down the aisle was the last time you got a blowjob. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you get that that is like you're making love to him. It's part of him. And it's and that you can get yourself into it and you're turned on by it. And it wasn't something maybe you were born with, but you
Dr. Drew told you to do it.
and then you learn to love it. So even if it's something that you're not into now, people can still learn how to get in the moment during sex, and you say that you do that as well.
And people feel insecure, I think, if they either weren't into it in previous relationships or, were told like you, like this isn't good. And so, they don't touch that area anymore.
Exactly.
And you have to stop judging yourself, and every person is a new person to like jump back in.
That's
right?
What I always say. It's like first time you sex someone, it's like it's a new opportunity, new chance. And sure, there's certain things like I always say, like go slow. Pay attention to what your partner wants, but really, it's a clean slate. It's a whole new person, different body.
Ask questions. Like,
how do you ask though? Like, give me.
I'll just be like, "How does this feel? Does this feel good? What else can you do?"
Do you say like, "How does this feel?" Or do you go, "How does this feel?"
I'm like East Coast.
Do you text him, "Hey, what's trending?" East Coast, "How does this feel, baby? How does this feel?"
Tweet me.
I'll just tweet, "How does this blowjob feel?" Tweet me now.
I'll be like, "Is this good?" I'll be like, "How does it?" What else do you want? Does this feel good? And sometimes I'm like, yeah, stop asking me. God, it feels good.
Right. No, but it's true. You don't want to be neurotic. I think it's sexy to hear that also sound a lot with guys. Like, I have a friend, and he was so afraid that his neighbor, he's been watching porn lately. He moved into an apartment building. He always watches porn. But the neighbor's walls is so close. So now he watches porn without sound for like the last six months. And he's like, and it's so disappointing. And then he realized he could just put his headphones in. And like, it took him like 6 months to realize now like the porn again is so much better. Cause the sound is part of the
but then there's the balance though. Too much sounds like, oh yeah. Like
everything in moderation. Guys, I like guys to make some sound too. Like I was with a guy once who was like, this is how I knew you. Like I didn't even know you orgasm. Like I had to like have like the music off. Like I couldn't breathe. It'd be like, I was like, did you just like, he was like, it was so,
I mean, you want to feel like there's some communication.
Like, I think that was an orgasm. It was so annoying. It doesn't have to be extreme. You have to be screaming, yelling, and moaning, but like, let me know that you're into it.
Like, right?
Talk dirty to me, which was what we were going to get to next, but we actually have to wrap up.
We could do this forever.
I know. I love it. I have been doing it forever. And Shira Lazar, What's Trending? We didn't even get into what's trending in sex.
There's no point. That's my professional stuff. This is more my...
Okay, let's talk about where people can find you and check out all of her awesome stuff on YouTube, your website. Give me it all.
Yeah, youtube.com/ What's Trending, whatstrending.com.
You're talking really fast. What's Trending?
No, I'm so hyperactive because I've had so much caffeine. I'm on this crazy exercise diet. That's all I can do. ShiraLazar.com. What's Trending.com.
It's all on my website. You can check that out. Go. And Anderson, you're awesome. Yeah. Thank you for everything.
Sweetie.
And wait, I have to say one more thing. That's really important.
Oh, yeah, the Film Vault. Thanks.
The Film Vault podcast was about
top five most best disabled characters on film. It was a good one. Fantastic one.
Okay, everyone check out his podcast. Mm-hmm. One more thing I have to say. I spaced this at the beginning. I am teaching a back-to-school hustler workshop, and it's in San Diego. It's on October 25th. So RSVP feedback@sexwithemily.com. And my first hustler workshop that I did in Los Angeles was like 250 people there.
That's
it was
awesome.
Crazy. And it's for men, women, couples. I'll be in San Diego at the Hustler Store. Again, it's October 25th at 3 in the afternoon, 3 to 5. I think it's a Sunday. So check that out.
Did you title it?
Facebook and Twitter.
Did you title it Back to School?
Yeah.
That's a little questionable.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't write that, but just
a little questionable.
No, my assistant, I did not write Back to School. No, I didn't actually write that.
It's a big question,
okay,
right?
I don't mean, but that. Oh, thanks, Anderson, calling me out.
It's all right. It's
now
October. If it was September, that'd be weird. Like, Back to School, sex shop.
Whatevs. Kids, it's a college town, okay? There's going to be a lot of students there. I'll teach you a lot how to blow his and her mind. Okay, everyone, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. We taught you a lot on the show, didn't we? But did you know that 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? Or maybe you just ejaculate a little bit before you want to. And think about this. If you try Promescent, it is the only – it's a delay spray. So basically you spray it and you last twice as long on your – so have you ever had a guy go too quickly, Shira? A little bit too quicker than you wanted?
Sometimes, yes.
So Promescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. And it's a quick – so how it works? quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. So, like, you can still feel your partner, but you just last a little longer. So check it out at promescent.com. Thanks for listening.
Buying a car can be such a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar actually helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay, and that fear is the worst. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, you just got to follow these three easy steps that if you want to save money. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information, and then you lock in your savings. Third step, totally simple. All you do is you print out your TrueCar savings certificate, and then you take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Who doesn't want that? Some features not available in all states, and every day TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Why would you do that? Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.